Welcome to Beside the Still Waters by Pastor Sammy Jechi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
It's very important to know and understand this. Everybody was born somewhere. And everybody was raised somewhere. On this planet, nobody is hanging. Everybody comes from somewhere. But then as you grow, you decide where you want to live. And that is also legal. Now, for us in Ghana, this is where God gave us. This is where we were born. And we can't run away from it. Ghana is our home country, and we will always be Ghanaian. Amen. Tell somebody you are a Ghanaian. Amen. Praise God. Everybody belongs here, and even within here, people, you see, somebody will tell you probably, I come from Cape Coast. But when you probe further, you know that the person probably comes from a land way beyond Cape Coast. Maybe Abakampa or something, but they bring themselves to Cape Coast. All right? Now, for instance, somebody who is says comes from Kumasi probably comes from somewhere in there. So everybody is from a certain village. Everybody. If we are going to your village and we say, take us there, maybe some may be able to do it. Some may not be able to do it. Because probably there's been a departure for a long time. Now, thanks, Harry. God, for Ghana, there is a unique situation for us. We are intermarried. As of now, we have a lot of us who are a mixed blood. For me, I am a mixed blood. I'm a mixed blood of both Ever and Achim. If I'd had the other way side through, you know, my grandfather, then I would have born an Ever name. All right? Oh, Mr. Weber. You know, and I hail from a place called Sokode. Yeah, we dance bobo. Yeah, so you are an Ewe. I say you are an Ewe. Amen. Bobo. So, and Achim, but, you know, I'm a quarter caste in that vein. And thanks be to God, almost 90% of us are intermarried. So it will be difficult, less tribalistic, extremely in Ghana. And I give God the praise. Let's appreciate God for that. It's good. I give God the praise. When you pick Ashantis, I can tell you that they are a mixed blood between the north and even bring a havel into Ashanti. So we are mixed. We are mixed up. You pick a lot of Akriapins and some mix up with Gans. And they can, you pick Kwaus. Kwaus have mixed up with Gans a lot. And so you find that there is a mixture of tribes which makes Ghana a beautiful country. It would be difficult to have a tribal war. Because if you ask me, fine, I am an Achim. Let's go and attack Voltaire. Hey, that is where my grandmother comes from. Do you get me? And if I go to Voltaire and I'm attacking Voltaire, then I'm attacking Noga. Yes. Anyway, that is with me in my dreams. Anyway, that is African. Now, so that is it. Now, I want you to understand that once you are in this country, then love this country. It's very, very important. Now, how do you love the country? You love the country by accepting the authority in the country and respecting it and be law abiding is very, very important. I want you to understand this, that you see, God is El Elyon, the possessor of the universe, and he is also referred to as El Shaddai, the most powerful God. Now, this God, out of it, commanded the freedom of the house of Israel out of Egypt to a promised land. The possessor, the all-powerful, but he needed the permission of Pharaoh. Now, he knew Pharaoh was not going to allow it, so he further hardened his heart that when that request is made by Moses and Aaron, you know, they will be refused the opportunity to emancipate the people of God out of Egypt. And so he hardened his heart until the last plague, which killed the firstborns of humans and animals. And through that, there was a major wailing in the whole country, and the elders of the nation had to go to Pharaoh and now place a demand for the freedom of Israel. That is how God operates. Now, what are we making out of this? God is important. Bypass authority. It's very important. He will never bypass the authority of the nation. And he will never bypass the authority of the church. It's very important. God will never bypass Dr. Otterbill. When he comes down there, he'll never bypass me. It's very important. Because in everything, he puts authority in charge of a nation, and Bible says he has ordained them and he respects them, and so we as citizens, we have to respect authority. It's very important. Today, what do we see? Anybody gets the mic in the small studio and says anything to anybody at will, without any caution, without any boundary, they just say anything. You see, Father, the yelling insults at somebody who is his grandfather just because he has the power of the microphone in the studio. And this is what is breaking our nation down. It's not even the economy. Disrespect for authority and the elderly. This is what is killing us. But you know what? God will never bypass authority. When I say authority, I'm also talking about the institutions that authority puts in place. The police, the forces, the civil servants, the public servants, all these people, God, through authority, puts them in place in order to better manage the nation. Let me tell you something. Somebody will arrogate to himself that he is so powerful until he meets the police. People vanish. But when the police is coming to arrest them, the vanishing spirits leave them. Have you seen it before? If they have so much power, why don't they face the police? I'm telling you, you see people say, hey, I am strong. One day, let the police rise up. I'm telling you. The juju power will fear the uniform of the police. You can put very, very anointed people together, great men. Let the commander, the police commander, come and give one order. I'm telling you, that authority will break, because you see, this is a national authority that supersedes the normal power that we think we have. I'm telling you, you are entering a nation and you will have to go through of thought. Allow, if the immigration of that nation is saying that I will not allow you, you are not allowed. If the custom officer of that nation says you can't enter with that commodity, you can't. You can be the Omahini in your town. But once you get there and that customer in immigration says no, it is no. It's very important. I want each and every one of us, let's begin to see this. And let's begin to understand that God respects every authority, even in this area. We had to seek permission from the local authorities, from the zonal authority, before we could clean the place. We had to seek permission. Without the permission of the area and the zonal authority, we couldn't have done it, because they gave us the power, gave us the people, and gave us the NADMO officers, gave us all kind of things to. And they went around announcing that this is what we're going to do before we were able to do it. Because when you set out there, somebody will say, why not, Mamu? But since we had that permission from authority, we came out so strong. Let's respect our authority. Oh, come on, give a better clap. This is very good. This is very good. Christianity before Constantine was never recognized. Christians were heavily persecuted. But Constantine had to receive and accept and allow Christianity into Europe, into the Roman Empire. And ever since, you see, that time, Christianity transitioned, helped into a recognized religion of the Roman Empire. And that helped Christianity permeate through all the nations in Europe. One leader allowed it. Let us know that leaders and authorities are very, very, very important. In the same way, listen, when you have the chance to even talk about any authority, any person in authority, don't derail the person. Don't dehumanize the person. Listen, we must know, let me tell you something, whether the person is a Muslim, is a traditionalist, is a Shinto, is a Buddhist, or whatever, listen, that person is recognized by God. Get this understanding. Because that person is leading a nation that God is interested in. It's very important. Now, let me walk you through scripture. Theme in so much. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to 7. Please put it on the screen. Let everybody read so we all learn. Let every soul. Am I reading the Bible? Oh, talk to me. Am I reading the Bible? Be subject to the governing authorities. Am I reading the right thing? For there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God.
Stay tuned. We will be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
So here, there is no NDC, NPP, PPP here, and other things. We are talking about the authority that God recognizes. Is there somebody here? Good, good, good. Now verse 2. Therefore, of God, resist the authority, resist the ordinance of God. Did we read that? And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. It doesn't matter if you are NDC, listen, put those things aside. Now we have one authority, we have one body of people who are leading the nation. And so we have the duty to respect them. Come on, is somebody here with me? Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yeah, that should be our attitude. Which verse am I? Verse 3. Good. For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. I remember some time ago, a number of policemen were visiting me in the evening, and they were, I don't know where they came from, they were in two pickups. They pressed the bell when I got out. At that time, we were at Sakaman. When I got out, everybody were, hey, what? Pastor, people came peeping. What is, are they going to arrest Pastor? I know I'm free. So I got there, and I opened the jump from the truck. Yes, sir, yes, sir. No, me too, my yummy, there, sir. Policemen, they were saluted. Then later, we brought them in, we gave them some tea. They drank some tea, we talked a little. And then they were gone. And so after they are gone, then I realized that some of the neighbors were smiling at me. Then I said, yeah, I did. Amen. So you know what? When you know that you haven't done any evil, you love people in authority. Is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. But when there is evil in you, you run away from them. And you will not escape their wrath. And so let us be good citizens. Is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. It's very, very important. Not only be. Let's go on. Verse 5. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes. Pay your tax, oh. Pay your tax, oh. For they are God's ministers attending continually to these very things. Anybody who comes asking you for tax is a God's minister. The people who take lampo, they are God's ministers. I'm not the one who said it. The word of God is saying it. Oh, yes. Now, verse 7. Render therefore to all their due. Tax to whom taxes are due. Customs to whom customs. To whom fear. Honor to whom? Honor. Yes. This is what we must understand. That listen, we need to respect and pay our taxes. It's very important. If we love our nation, we will not destroy our forest reserve. Let's understand this. The authorities are there for us. The leaders that rule our nation are given to us by God. I'm not saying look at them with your heart, whether you like them or not. I'm not preaching about colors here. I'm not looking at white, red, green, black. I'm not looking at white, red, and blue. I am speaking the word of God that let us deal with me. Respect authority. Amen. Is somebody here with me? Tell somebody, let us respect authority. So therefore, now be a Ghanaian. To be a Ghanaian, let's know our history. Let's know our tourist site. Let's get to know some villages and some towns. I am nursing some idea that once, maybe once a while or something, we will organize a trip to particular places and come back. Get a neat bus, jump in it, get some good food, and then, you know, dress casual, get to these sites, have fun in the bus, and then drive down. I think it's a good idea. I thought you were going to clap for that. I am nursing it. Sometimes when we take vacation to Paga, get to hold the crocodile. Oh, you see, somebody comes from the U.S., comes to hold the crocodile, and is laughing. We are here. We have never gone there. Oh, yes. How many know Messiah Palace? But you want to go to Washington, to the White House? How many know Ghana Broadcasting Corporation? But you want to know CNN in Atlanta? Come on, is somebody here with me? Broadcasting, you don't even know the place. City FM, how many know the place? But we want to go to Atlanta, U.S. Let's get to know our nation. Get to know, you know something? Bob Marley says something. He said, if you know your history, then where you were coming from. Yeah. There's a powerful philosopher. History plays a part in a nation. Get to know. That is what we say. Let's know the leaders who have ruled our nation. It's very important. When you go and Google it and get to know it. Know the various experiences. When we say 83, what does 83 mean to you? Some were born in 83, so you wouldn't know. Been taught and all that. Some you were born later. But if you had seen 83, you know what Ghana is today. Amen. Kenke is put together. They haven't put the kenke on fire, but you queue to go and buy the uncooked kenke and go and cook it and eat. To take kenke, at that time, there is no time to think that the kenke is sweet or not. The issue is kenke has come. Oh yeah, it's very important. Know the laws of Ghana. The constitution literacy is very important. You can't go to Liberia and find young men not knowing their constitution. Liberians are very good. I have had a lot of Liberian friends. They know their rights. They know the law. But you come to Ghana, many people don't know our rights. Constitutional literacy. Am I saying something? Good. And if so, then we have to know the various arms of government. Who can tell me the various arms of government? We have the executive, the three arms of government. Yes, the executive. The executive. The executive, the judiciary, and the legislature. Good. Let's clap for ourselves. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Let us know it. And then lastly, let us pray for the protection of every man and woman in authority. You don't look at their face and say, I hate this man or I hate this woman. The issue is they are in authority. So our duty is to pray for them. Now, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Let's do it quickly. Put it on the screen for me. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Good. Let's all read it. Shall we go? Therefore, I exhort first of all, giving of supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks, be made for all men. Verse 2. Yes, let's go. For kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. We have to pray for them. Let me tell you, the day our leaders allow homosexuality and legalize it in this nation, we are gone. I'm telling you. I pray that it never materializes. Do you know something? It derails humanity. It stops the future. Today, Europe is crying for the future because, listen, some of these brilliant people are now gays. They are not procreating. Imagine funga. Women marry women, men marry men. Can you imagine a fully bearded person? Hello, I love you more. They came to us, they tell us, marry one. We say, okay. Now they are coming again. You are poor. So, if you don't allow gay marriage, we won't give you grant. We are almost going to say yes to them. Do you know what will happen? Now they are forcing us to rob ourselves of our future. We are going to rob ourselves of human resource. Maybe you and I will manage 50-100 years to come. Watch this. Maybe you and I will not be around. But if what is going on in Europe goes on, pretty soon, you will not have a full English person or a German. You will have Muslim, Arabs all over the place. Travel and go and marry them. Oh, I'm serious. It's okay. You two go and marry them. You will get a visa. Oh, yes. Oh, you will get it. Let's go there and then win souls, become Europeans, Americans, and win the place for Christ. Do you understand? Listen, we have to get to the place of real cognitive religion, and we need to have thinkers who will visit the future and come back to the present and say, this is the course I'm going to take. This is where I'm going to go and begin to take. Listen, all of you who acted, I am looking forward to the future land to see you break through. Come on, give God praise. I am not looking up for only dancing people. We will not dance our strength away. We will think our future too. We will dance and think and sing and predict our future and pursue our future. Do not waddle in mediocrity and allow, you know, emptiness to surround you. Don't bury yourself in ignorance. Get to know your future. You must see the light at the end of the tunnel and tell yourself, this is where I am going, and I'm going to get there. If you believe in what I'm saying, give clap unto the Lord. Amen.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by Pastor Sammy Jechi. Stay blessed.